This is a independent medical evaluation for SCS regarding Danny Thornton, claim number W003394755, insured PMA companies, DOI 42-2022, insurance type workers' comp, SCS number PMAP-2021-6. Date of examination 12-6-23, 11:45 a.m. at 222 East Main Street, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Dr. Shelley J. Epstein, specialty psychiatry, service type IME exam. Records were reviewed. The patient was reminded that there's no doctor-patient confidentiality, and that I'd be furnishing a report to support claim services. Danny Thornton arrived on time with his wife of 44 years, named Deborah Thornton. Danny Thornton is a 64-year-old male who resides with his wife of 44 years, currently not working. He was a transit bus driver for 33 years, last worked on 4/21/2021. Because, quote, I was assaulted by a maniac, unquote. He reports that upon the end of his evening shift, his fare box was pulled, and his vault puller wanted to go into the office. He stated that a stranger was present. Who then allegedly attacked him. He was hit on the head and ultimately black and blue on his left shoulder. The foreman was also present. Three days later, he went to CityMD for physical evaluation. And he began to see orthopedist Dr. Stuart Cheney regarding his shoulder and neck symptoms. He was admitted to Stony Brook University Hospital and seen by pain management. He says he's been diagnosed with nerve damage. Past psychiatric history. In 1982, he was diagnosed with major depressive disorder, and he was hospitalized at North Shore LIJ in his 20s. He received Tofranil, and he reports one overdose. In 1985, he eloped from his second hospitalization. In 2006, actually, I forget what I said in 2006. His medical conditions include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, Parkinson's disease, and cognitive changes along with diabetes. He reports occasional alcohol or drug use. His family psychiatric history is four depression and alcoholism in his father. He's the seventh of nine children. He speaks to his siblings daily. Did not graduate high school. He lived in a housing project in Queens. He has a court-ordered guardian due to suffering at the hands of an abuser as a child. He has a 3-year-old granddaughter. His brother just died of lupus on the day of this interview. If he was unable to return to work at the 6-month mark, he was required to retire, which he did. He attends Stony Brook Physical Therapy 2 to 3 times a week. And for medication, he's on Effexor XR 225 milligrams daily and Trazodone 50 milligrams at bedtime as needed. A mental status exam, he looks his stated age. His mood is fluent. His affect is congruent to mood. His mood is depressed and anxious. His affect is congruent to mood. Denies suicidal homicidal ideation. He denies auditory visual hallucinations. He denies paranoia or delusions. There's some hopelessness regarding learning the new computers. Would likely benefit from CBT, cognitive behavioral psychotherapy, and perhaps family therapy as well. My impression is that he meets criteria for a major depressive disorder, recurrent. Severe, not psychotic. To add to the medical situation, he gets injections of pain management. He feels a heavy weight on his shoulder. He goes to physical therapy 3 times a week. He's very fatigued. He denies alcohol or drug use for the last 3 years. His father is had alcoholism and drug use. He lives in a housing project in Queens. He and his wife met in junior high school. They continue with the mental status exam, denies auditory visual hallucinations, denies paranoia or delusions, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, some hopelessness, decreased concentration, does have a sleep disturbance, current medications include venlafaxine, 225 milligrams daily, and trazodone, 50 milligrams at bedtime as needed. After reviewing the records, also of note, the patient suffered at the hands of an abuser while he was a child, and at a later point was this alleged abuser was assigned to be his guardian. Patient reports that he felt cared for. Impression, uh, He meets criteria for major depression, single episode, severe chronic without psychotic features. He also suffers with a panic disorder. Recommendation, continue weekly psychotherapy for 30 to 45 minute sessions with a bereavement and CBT counseling in mind. His neuropsychological testing showed that his depression and anxiety were being addressed to some extent in his psychotherapy and with his medications. The patient's symptoms are causally related. To his experiences at his job. It's recommended that he continue medication with medication monitoring as well. New paragraph, I am duly licensed to practice in the state of New York and have a scope of licensure certification that is typically and have a scope of license or certification to handle his condition. So in terms of my material background, I am capable of swallowing his pills of his regimen. I hope this information is helpful to you. Please don't hesitate to seek out any questions you might have.